What I have on the screen behind me is some pictures of children who decided that they would dress up and retell the story of Jesus. And what I want to do is tell you a few stories you already know, and then we'll look at a story you don't know very well. And one of the things you're going to notice in this talk is we keep talking about Jesus as saying he is the light of the world. So every time I say that, that's going to happen. So you focus on Jesus being the light of the world. Okay, let's have a look at some of the children. They decided they were going to dress up, so some of them got dressed up as shepherds. The boy on the left has a shepherd's crook and some, I think it's gold in his chest. Then the boys were getting the manger ready. That's where they put the baby when it's born, and that's where the animals eat. Some people got dressed up as angels. We're not sure whether angels have wings, but what the heck, it's more fun. And they even got stuff to make it look like gold, frankincense, and myrrh. So everything was just about ready, except one of the angels' wings fell off just before they started. So a mummy had to come and fix the wings. I probably had a few mummies fixing wings today, did we? Anyhow, we were ready for the story, and this is how it began. One girl was dressed as Mary, and the story began by saying there was a young lady who was going to get married soon, and her name was Mary. And she was still living with mum and dad when an angel appeared to her and she was so frightened. But the angel said to her, "Don't be frightened. I've got some very special news. You're going to have a baby and the baby will be God's son and you will call him Jesus and he will be the light of the world. He will save the world." Mary grew and grew, and just before she was going to have her baby, her husband Joseph and her had to go to where Joseph lived when he was born, to Bethlehem. They travelled all the way. They may have had a donkey, but the children didn't have a donkey, so they walked in their play. And when they got there, there was no room for them to stay. And they went to all the different motels until finally the last one they came to, the motel owner or the innkeeper said, "I haven't got any room either, but you can stay in our stable. It might smell a bit because there's animals, but there's hay and you can sleep there." So they went and stayed in the stable. And that night, Mary had her baby and they called him Jesus. And they placed him in the animal food trough called a manger. And remember, this was going to be the light of the world. Just outside Bethlehem, there were some shepherds and they were watching their sheep when suddenly an angel appeared again. They were frightened, but the angel said, "Don't be frightened. The good news is, in fact, it's great news. A king has been born, the Savior, the Son of David, and you'll find him over there in Bethlehem. In fact, you'll find him in a stable, in a manger." As the angel said that, suddenly all the other angels dressed up and started singing and praising God because, you know why, Jesus was a good friend. They really liked Jesus before he'd left heaven and they were so proud of him. They just sang and sang, "Jesus is awesome." Anyhow, when the angels had finished singing, the shepherds decided to go to Bethlehem and there, sure enough, in the stable, they found a baby called Jesus, who was to be the light of the world. Now, we also know about the wise men. I'm going to give you a word you may not have heard before called Gentile. A Gentile was anyone that hadn't been born in Israel. That'll do for now at least. And these guys had found out that God was going to send his son, a special king, and the way God did that, showing the Gentiles, was a star. So you can see the star, they followed the star, and they had with them gold, frankincense and myrrh, because they were going to go and find this special king and give him these special presents. When they got to the place where the baby was, they found him and they gave him the gifts of gold, frankincense and myrrh, and they said, "This is the king. Even we Gentiles found out about it. He is going to be," they didn't know this at the time, "but the light of the world." Now, I have a really clever picture. Is Christmas all about presents? No, but this is a very clever picture. Christmas is all about a gift. But if you look carefully, that's a real baby. And the baby's wrapped up in a present. Now, I'm sure they did it very carefully and the baby said it was okay. But if you could read the card is from God saying, I love you so much, I'm going to give you my gift, my son, and he is going to be the light of the world. That's why I'm sending my son, so people can see what God is like. Now, I'm going to tell you a story you may not know as well. This happened about a month later. Mary and Joseph went to the temple to give to God their thanks and praise for giving them their son. While they were in the temple, a man came up to them. There was lots of people like all these people. He came right up to them. And his name was Simeon. And Simeon said something to them, which was amazing. Now, if we're going to find out what he said, if you're a grown-up, as only technology can do, you can pick up your sheet. And at the bottom of the sheet is the bit I want to read to you. I've got it for the children, but you can follow it with me. This is what Simeon said to God as he held the baby Jesus in his arms. He said, Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you now dismiss your servant in peace. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all people, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for the glory to your people Israel. Now, I want to look at three things that he said. He said, Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you now dismiss your servant in peace. One thing that God had done was made a really big promise for everyone, but he'd also made a special promise for Simeon. Simeon was told by God's Holy Spirit that he was not going to die until he saw God's king. And we actually read that the Holy Spirit, in the paragraph before, had moved him, had revealed to him, had enabled him to know that this was going to be God's son. So he goes up, and the special promise to him was he would see the king before he dies. But the big promise was that that king would be for everyone. Everyone in the room, put up your hand. Yes, that's right. God's king was for you and for me. He's the king of everyone. So that was the big promise God had sent his king. The second thing he said was, My eyes have seen your salvation. Right in his arms, he was holding the Savior. He saw him. He touched him. He maybe even gave him a kiss. This was God's Savior. He saw him. Now, some people say to me, if I see God, then I'll follow him. And I say, no, you won't. Don't be such a smarty pants. Lots of people saw Jesus and didn't follow him then. What makes you so special that you think you'll follow him now? We can't see Jesus the way they saw him. You had to be in Israel back then and there to see him. But you would have seen him. And just as I'm touching you, you could have touched and spoken to Jesus. But God has given us something that we can all see now. We can all see this now. And that's what he said. Simeon said, You have given me the Savior, which you have prepared in the sight of all people. A light for revelation to the Gentiles and for the glory of your people Israel. You can't see Jesus the way they saw him there and then, but you can see him because he is the light. It says in verse 31, he would be revealed to all peoples. He would be a light to the Gentiles. He is the light. Now, the other reading, which the grown-ups can look at on the back of the page, talks about the light. Did you know when Jesus grew up, he said, I am the light of the world. He also said to people who followed him, you can let your light shine. This tells us how we understand it. John, one of his disciples, when he was a grown-up, wrote down about Jesus, in Jesus was life, and that life was the light of men. All people, that light. His life was like a light. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it. Everybody close your eyes. It's dark, but you can still hear me, can't you? Yes. The grown-ups didn't say anything. Close your eyes, grown-ups. You can still hear me, can't you? Yes. The light is something, yes, it shines and you see, but we, if you like, live in the darkness and we don't understand. Jesus came as a light, and what it does is it doesn't fill up your room like a light switch. It helps you understand what God is like. Now, boys and girls, this is true of every church this big. Stand up and look that way, and I'm going to tell you something about the people you're looking at. Look at all the grown-ups. Can you see them? Some of them don't understand. Now, look at each other. Look at each other. Some of you may not understand. So sit down one last time. Jesus said he is the light and he has come to reveal what God is like, not just to Israelites, but to Gentiles. That's us. But to know and understand Jesus, the light, we need to hear what he has to say. I'm going to finish by saying this. Simeon was helped in the paragraph before that first reading by the Holy Spirit. He was moved. He had revelation and he was shown the true light of the world. Every Christian receives the Holy Spirit who opens our eyes, but the way we see is we understand the truth. My prayer for you this Christmas, grown-ups and boys and girls, look at that present. When you start opening your present, or will you get more than one? No. Who said no? We'll talk to your parents later. I suspect you'll get more than one present. But when you're opening up the presents, remember the gift that God gave us was his son, Jesus. And that's what you need to understand. Jesus is the light of the world. He is the king who can give us hope and a future, forgiveness and heaven. That's the gift, and that's what we need to understand. Let's pray, and then we're finished. Thank you, God, you sent your son, Jesus, that he is a light for anyone to see. Help us by your Spirit to understand this truth, that we too might be saved and shine for you. Amen.